看了第三首诗歌，真的是很有力量的一首诗歌。
What a beautiful, beautiful hymn. So let's begin. Let's pray and we'll start.
好，我们祷告，开始今天的聚会。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us to this beautiful church.
我们在天上的父，感谢你按照你的名将我们召聚在这里。
Thank you, Lord, for all these faithful Christians and leaders here.
谢谢你将你信实的儿女带到这里来。
May your blessings be poured abundantly out on this church, that it will be continue to be a light in this community.
愿你的祝福倾倒在这里。
May each person here today understand in a deeper way that they are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
愿你给我们从天而来的智慧，让我们能够更深的认识你，明白你的真道。
And that by faith, the Holy Spirit lives inside of them.
也因着信，愿圣善的灵住在我们里面，
Help us to understand this mystery in a deeper way.
让我们能够真正明白圣灵内住这件事情的奇妙。
Grant us wisdom.
给我们从天而来的智慧，
Grant us understanding.
也给我们那悟性。
We praise you, Father.
我们赞美你，天上的父。
We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们深信耶稣基督是你的儿子。
We believe that we are saved by grace through faith.
我们的得救是因着信。
We offer this service to you, Father, for your glory.
我们将接下来时间完全交托在主你的手里。
In your holy name.
奉主耶稣奉
Amen,
主的圣
amen,
名的，
amen.
们
So, good morning. Such a blessing to be here this morning.
真的是很蒙福，今天能够再次来到大家之间。
So, this morning we're going to be looking at and talking about very briefly about the third person in the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
我们今天早上主要是讲这个三位一体的第三个位格圣灵。
And just for understanding, when we as Christians say God, we mean something very different than when other people say God.
我首先想提醒大家，当我们作为基督徒，我们谈论到神的时候，是和世上的人谈论到神是很不一样的。
You can run into many people that say they believe in God, like we believe in God, but our God is different as Christians than their God.
我们可能身边有很多人都说他们信神，但我们得知道，我们作为基督徒所信的神和他们所信的神是很不一样的。
Because essentially, when you say God, if you're a Christian, you really mean Father God, Son God, the Holy Spirit God. That's really what you're saying. That's what we believe in.
我们作为基督徒，当我们承认我们信神的时候，我们是承认这一位三位一体的神，父神、圣子和圣灵。
So this morning, we're going to be focusing on the Holy Spirit, who is God, who is equal to the Father and the Son.
我们今天早上的信息主要是讲的第三个位格圣灵，它和父和子是同一样的，都是神。
And what we're going to be looking at today is the practical workings of what that means in the life of a believer, a Christian.
我们今天早上不是要讨论神学的概念，乃是要讨论这个对我们生活具体有什么样的影响。
And so the kind of overarching or big question that I want you to be thinking about this morning is this.
今天早上，我想大家带着这样一个问题来思索，来思想今天的信息。
Every Christian, every born again Christian possesses the Holy Spirit, but the question is whether the Holy Spirit is possessing or governing every area of your life.
我们知道，我们受洗的那一刻，圣灵就住在我们的里面。但我们今天想思想的问题是：那内住的圣灵有没有他有没有得到这样权力来掌控我们生活的方方面面呢？
In other words, if I am filled with the Holy Spirit, am I yielding to the Holy Spirit?
如果说我被圣如果在座的弟兄姐妹，如果我们被圣灵所充满，那我们有没有在各方面都向圣灵顺服呢？
So, let's start with these key verses. You read them. We don't need to read them again, but these are basically the key verses that we're going to be looking at this morning.
好，我们来看看今天刚刚读过了这三处经文。
And essentially, what it's saying is that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
这三句经文的中心思想就是，我们如果信我们的主耶稣基督，那圣灵就会成为我们得救的凭据。
And your focus each and every day is He must increase, but I must decrease.
那我们每一天的中心思想就应该是，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And another verse I want to add to this is in 1 Corinthians 6:19.
除了这三处经文，我还想再分享一处经文，就是，
And this is a powerful promise, a powerful truth that the way God sees you, you may not see yourself this way, but God sees you as the temple of the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多书这有一处这样的经文，也是一个很很对我们很有利的一个提醒。
So let's begin with this question.
我们以这个问题开始今天的分享。
What happened to you when you believed or first believed in Jesus Christ?
大家能够思想一下，我们初信主耶稣基督的时候，我们当时有发生什么吗？
What's the answer to that question? I made it difficult for you. When you believed, you received the Holy Spirit.
这的标准答案就是当我们相口里承认心里相信的时候，我们就接受了圣灵。
In Ephesians 1:13 it says this, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
就在今天的以弗所书的经文里面，我们也读到过，就是我们既听见，就是当时说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So notice the sequence of that verse. Notice the sequence of what Paul is saying. You heard the gospel.
大家要看看这句经文里面所有的顺序。他是一开始是听见了真理的道，
you believed,
然后我们也信了，
and you were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
然后也因着这样的信，我们就接受了圣灵为印记。
Realize today that the Holy Spirit is not someone only reserved for very elite Christians, like only for missionaries or for pastors or for elders or for leaders.
我们首先得认识到第一点，就是圣灵并不是特给那些所谓的精英基督徒的，就是那些在外传道的基督徒的。
The Holy Spirit of God lives in every single believer if you've come to Jesus Christ by faith.
如果我们凭着信心来到主耶稣基督面前，圣灵是对每是可以内住在每一个真正信神的弟兄姐妹的心里面的。
That is God's promise to you. So if you go to Jesus, he promises you, I will fill you with my spirit.
因为这是神不变的应许，也是信实的应许。当我们承认他的儿子从死里复活，圣灵就会内住。
So the Holy Spirit is not some sort of prize that you get when you are spiritually strong enough or when you've done enough for God, and then God gives you a little extra Holy Spirit.
所以并不是因为我们在某些事情上做得好或者好于常人，然后神奖赏我们，然后把圣灵放在我们的里面。
You do not receive 10% of the Holy Spirit when you lift your hand to receive Jesus.
就比如我们唱诗歌的时候，如果我们举着手来唱诗歌，也不一定会我们就。
You don't receive another extra 20% when you start reading your Bible.
我们也不会因为我们多读一些圣经，然后就会多得一些圣灵。
And you don't receive an extra 30% when you start praying.
或者我们多祷告一些，就更多一点的圣灵。
Until eventually you get all of the Holy Spirit.
然后这样慢慢的操练所有的，然后得到完全的圣灵。
That is false thinking. That's not biblical thinking.
这是错误的，神的教导不是这样的。
So when you belong to God through Jesus, you get 100% of the Holy Spirit who's dwelling in you now.
当我们真正信神的那一刻，确定信神的那一刻的时候，我们就完完全全接受了神，神的灵住在我们里面。
Have confidence in that.
我们这是有福的确据，需要有。
That's a beautiful promise that we're reading in Scripture that when you believe, you are sealed with some of the Holy Spirit. No, it says the Holy Spirit.
这是一个美好的应许，圣灵内住在每一个属神的儿女里面。
And this is why Paul says, what? Like, don't you guys realize that you are, from God's perspective, not yours, but God's perspective, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗也在哥林多书上刚才讲到的，你们弟兄姐妹们，你们岂不知道你们身体乃是神的殿吗？
That is a huge promise. That's a huge truth. I don't fully understand it all, but it's like, wow, it sounds amazing. It's an incredible truth if we dwell on it.
这真的是一个很美的应许，然后这我们可能照着我们所知道的，我们还是不知道，所以我们要多多思想。
So when you believe in Jesus, the Bible says you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，圣经就告诉过我们，圣灵就已经成为我们得救的凭据。
In other words, God has marked you for ownership, that you belong to Him. You are no longer your own. Remember the scriptures? But yet you are God's. You belong to Him.
所以在我们信的那一刻，神就在我们身上就现在是钉了一个印章，然后我们就是属神的人了。
And the Spirit is God's presence within you and the guarantee that God will complete what He has begun in you, i.e. sanctification.
圣灵就是神与我们同在的一个确据和凭证，然后神也会开始他那起初的善工，直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
So this is so important because so many times Christians struggle with eternal security and they think, well, you know, if I don't do the right thing or if I don't believe the right way or whatever it is, that somehow I lose the Holy Spirit or, you know, am I really saved? And there's a lack of confidence.
有些弟兄姐妹可能在出现的时候会觉得，如果我在读经上或者在祷告上做得不好的话，我可能会失去圣灵。所以这不是这样的，我们不是靠行为得到圣灵的。
But the Bible is very clear. If you have come to Jesus humbly, as that song said, as nothing, and He is everything, right? You're saying, Lord, I need you, and I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Then the Bible says, God says, I am sealing you. I'm filling you with the Holy Spirit, and you are sealed. You are marked for ownership, and I am not going to leave you nor forsake you, no matter what.
所以再一次，我们不是靠着行为得到圣灵来生，我们真正的谦卑自己来到神的面前，承认自己的过犯，就神，神用他儿子的羔羊的宝血遮盖我们的过犯的时候，圣灵就内住在我们的里面，这是确信的。
So think about this object lesson. Think about a seltzer bottle.
我们以这个苏打水的这个做一个比喻类比。
I don't know about you, but I'm a big seltzer fanatic. I love seltzer. Not everybody does. I don't know why. If you're going to pick water or seltzer, I go for seltzer all the time.
我相比于喝水，我更喜欢喝苏打水。
And if you ever go in the supermarket now, you know, like polar seltzer, there's all these flavors, coconut and lime and pomegranate and clementine. It's like, it's awesome. It's incredible.
大家可能去超市的时候，现在的这种苏打水或者气泡水有各种的口味。
There's no sodium, there's no sugar, so it's very healthy.
这就是无糖的，对身体挺好的，相比饮料而言。
But seltzer is actually a very interesting image when we're talking about being sealed with the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit and understanding what that means.
我们就用一罐这个苏打水做一个比喻来理解圣灵是如何的内住。
Have you ever held a seltzer bottle before? I don't know about you, but whenever I go in the supermarket, I'm always squeezing things to make sure like no one's messed with it.
大家有拿过这个苏打水的瓶子吗？就。
So if soda, I'll squeeze it just to make sure like it's solid. There's no air in there. Like no one tried to crack it open.
就有些时候你挤压它，确保它就是它是好的这个。
Or if I'm buying a bag of Doritos, I'll make sure there's air in there. I'll just feel it and make sure, okay, it's good. No one messed with it.
或者就像买一包那个薯片的时候，你要确保这个都是充了气的，不是瓶儿的。
So if you ever see me in the aisle doing that, you know what I'm doing. A little paranoid maybe, but that's how I roll. So it takes a long time to go shopping sometimes.
对，因为为了确保自己买的是好的产品，所以可能有些时候花了比较多的时间嘛。
Or sometimes I have to go for the third bag. I never go for the first one. I always go for the second, third, or fourth one. So no one's messing with it.
所以买东西就货比三包。
So look at this seltzer bottle on the screen.
我们看看这个苏打水的例子。
Is there seltzer in it? Yeah.
有气泡在里面吗？
Of course, it's already there. I see it. I see the seltzer in there.
已经有苏打的这个气泡在里面。
I don't need to pour more seltzer into this bottle for the seltzer to be present. The seltzer water is present in that bottle. I see it.
就对着一瓶新的苏打水来说，我不需要再加更多的苏打或者加更多的这个气泡，让它里面有这个苏打的东西。
The bottle possesses everything that is inside it. It's good. It's complete.
因为它是一个新的这个苏打水，它里面就它有了它所有的东西。
Now watch what happens when you shake it.
如果我们把这个苏打水摇一摇的话
Suddenly, what has already inside of the bottle, the seltzer water is already inside of the bottle, but when you shake it, it becomes active throughout the entire bottle, which is probably why there's a little space there.
所以大家知道我们摇一摇这个新装的苏打水之后，就会看见很多的气泡。 然后，为什么呢？就是因为它本来就是所有的成分，它都在里面了。The
bubbles are everywhere when you shake it.
我们可以看到这个气泡到处都是，在这个苏打水里。The
bottle did not receive more seltzer.
这个我们这个瓶子也没有打开，就所有的成分它都在里面，只是摇一摇它就能显明了。Nothing
was added, nothing was taken away.
我们没有添加任何的东西，也没有拿去任何的东西。But
what was already present in the bottle is now visibly affecting the whole bottle.
就只是轻轻的摇一摇，那之前我们可能很难看见的这些气泡，就很明显的现在可以看见了。
So this object lesson is giving us some spiritual truth to help us to understand a mystery about us being the temple, even though I don't feel like I am, and the fact that the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, even though sometimes I don't think that he is.
所以就像这样一个苏打水的这个例子一样，有些时候我们觉得，我们是圣灵的殿，我们有时候感觉感觉不到圣灵住在我们的里面，但其实是圣灵就已经住在每一个信神的儿女的里面。
The Bible says when you trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit came to dwell within you.
圣经也告诉过我们，只要我们口里承认，心里相信，圣灵就已经在我们里面。
So you don't need a bigger Holy Spirit. You don't need after that something else to do to get something else to be added.
就像这个气泡水一样，我们也不需要再从外界再加一些圣灵，或者取一些圣灵走。
All the scripture tells us, as we read before, is be filled with the Spirit.
就像我们刚才读的这个经文一样，不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Spirit. I already got the Spirit in me. Just has to be, for lack of a better word, activated.
就像这个苏打水的例子一样，我们现在已经被圣灵充满了，但我们可能需要的不是充满这个词，而是把圣灵激活。
Because sometimes we think when it says filled, it means, oh, I need something extra to be added, which means I need to do some other work to do it. No. Paul is clear in Galatians, you receive the Spirit by faith, never by works, never by works.
那这可能在充满上经常会有误解，就是觉得充满我们可能还要再加一点外界的其他东西。但在加拉太书，或者在罗马书已经说得很清楚了，我们是因信称义，所以因着信圣灵已经在我们里面，我们已经有完全的圣灵了。
God's operating principle for you always is grace, and that should give you great comfort all the time. God blesses you through grace. God fills you by grace. God answers your prayers by grace. God has mercy on you by grace. It's like, wow, amazing, incredible. Thank you, Lord.
神做工的原则都是恩典，而不是基于我们的行为，看这个人做得好、做得坏，然后给他赏赐，那都是他白白的恩典。
Now, this raises some interesting questions. If believers already have the Holy Spirit, then why does Paul say to believers, be filled with the Spirit? Let's flesh that out even more.
好，我们再那退一步，我们再来思考思考这个经文，就是如果我们信神的时候已经被圣灵充满了，那为什么保罗还要说？ 我们不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。那这里强调的圣灵充满是什么意思？
Well, there is a difference between the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. There's a difference between the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Filled.
Feeling，在圣灵这就是圣灵内住和。我们能感知到圣灵的是有是是不同的，是两件事情。
So when we come to Jesus and we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, that means his presence is within us.
So sorry.
When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, that means his presence, the Holy Spirit's presence lives inside of us.
OK，当我们信主耶稣基督的时候，圣灵就已经与我们同在了，在内住了。
But when Paul says be filled with the Holy Spirit, it's talking about the Holy Spirit having his way in our life, having influence over our decisions, having control over our actions.
然后保罗在这里强调的，不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满，更加强调的是，要在我们各样的生活的方方面面，将我们的主权交给我们这位内住在我们里面的圣灵。
The Bible says, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以圣经也说了，就是我们既然信他，信我们的主耶稣基督，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And Ephesians, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后也在多次的强调那第五章，不要醉酒，
And
乃要被圣灵充满。
And that word filled literally means to make full or to bring to fullness.
这个被圣灵充满，就真的是要将我们的方方面面的主权交给圣灵，让圣灵得到一个，借着我们这样卑微的器皿，得到一个彰显。
So here is our dilemma.
所以我们有些时候就会有这样的一个困境。
If all that is true, if I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit and God wants me to yield to the Holy Spirit, meaning being filled with the Holy Spirit, I have a dilemma.
就真的是如果按照圣经说说说，我们已经受了所应许的圣灵为印记的话，有些时候我们就会有这样一个两难的境地。If
I have, if you have as a Christian, all the Holy Spirit that you need,
如果作为基督徒弟兄姐妹们，我们已经得到了完全的圣灵。
The only question you need to answer is how much are you yielding to the Holy Spirit that's in you?
既然我们已经得到了完全的圣灵，那我们接下来最需要关心的一个事情就是，我们在向圣灵顺服这件事情上，我们做到了哪一个程度？
So you can have complete confidence. You are sealed like that seltzer bottle. That is the Holy Spirit. He's inside of you. That's awesome. But now nothing has to be added. It's done by faith, but how does it get filled? How does the bubbles, how does it get activated? That's the question. And it's about yielding. It's about submitting now to the Holy Spirit.
就像刚才那个苏打水的例子，我们得到圣灵，就像那个新的苏打水一样，我们已经得到了完全的圣灵，不需要添加，也不需要拿走。然后，但是摇一摇那苏打水的瓶子，我们就可以看见气泡。那同样的，那怎么才能摇一摇我们的身体，让圣灵得到彰显呢？就是我们需要完全，更多的去顺服圣灵。
So, second question, if a Christian is sealed with the Holy Spirit, amen, how does the Holy Spirit have a greater role in my life? Because that's the challenge, that's the dilemma.
所以这个两难的经济就是，我们既然得到了圣灵的为我们得救的印记，那我们怎样更多的让圣灵在我们身上得到彰显呢？
Well, John the Baptist gives us an answer to that in John 3:30, where he says, He must increase, but I must decrease.
答案就是，约翰福音记录里面的，就是施洗约翰说到，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Those words are some of the is the greatest statement for sanctification and discipleship. It's so simple, so beautiful. That's the formula.
这句话就是，可以说是成圣的一个非常好的一个真理。
Those words beautifully describe the posture of the surrendered Christian's life.
他必兴旺，我必衰微，很好的总结了我们应该如何顺服圣灵。
But John the Baptist is saying that we need more of Christ's rule and less of our rule.
用大白话说，就是更多的我们让圣灵更多的增加，让我们自己的肉体邪情私欲更多的减少。
And notice the formula John is saying. He's saying he must increase, I must decrease.
他必兴旺，他，然后我必衰微，我。
Every religion flips it. Every religion says, no, you must decrease first. Then somehow God will increase, but you must decrease first. That's every religion does it this way.
其他的宗教都会说，不是这样的方法，而是说，首先你必须要下到至低卑微的地方，然后慢慢的，可能神之后会把你升上来。
And sometimes that wrong thinking filters into the life of the church.
这种不对的思想，有些时候也会渗进我们基督徒的这些生活里面。
I've met many Christians, I've heard this quite often. Before they get baptized, they say, Well, until I really want to, when I really decide to live for God, when I finally give up my cigarettes and my pornography and all the liquor, when I finally clean up, then I'll get baptized. So I got to decrease first. And when I finally decrease, when I'm 95, then I'll get baptized.
就这种事情，有些时候，就比如我们身边有些人受洗的时候，他就总会觉得我还不够好，不够圣洁，然后去成为神的子民。他说我必须要把烟戒掉，把酒戒掉，然后成为一个更好的人之后，然后我才来完全的顺服神，不是这样的。
And the other side could be true. I'm not going to trust Christ. I'm not going to become a Christian unless I first clean up my life. And once I clean up my life, then I'll get serious with God. Then I'll fully follow God. But I first got to get rid of my video games and my other things. Then once I do that, then I'll follow God. Same thinking.
同样的，就是有些人说，哎，我必须要先把自己的生活真的是过好了、整理好了，或者把一些坏习惯改掉了，比如打游戏的，之后我再来顺服主耶稣基督，不
And
是。
in your mind, you should be like, all they're basically saying is they must decrease, and then finally, at some point, God will increase. That's all they're saying.
所以，来总结一下他们这种思想，就是说他们都是觉得。哎，我去，得先把自己的一些东西改掉，就是我要减少之后，然后最后，然后我再来神让我升高。
But that's the wrong formula. That equation does not work. It's going to lead to frustration and failure, and it further distance you from God.
但这是一个错误的道路，只会让我们和神的最对我们的应许，背道而驰。
Spiritual sanctification, union with God, is never you decrease first, then He will increase. That's not the formula.
就是这句话，并不是说，并不是拆开了，就是说有先后顺序，就是我必须要减少了之后，然后神才能增加。
The formula is you go to God exactly the way you are with all of your baggage. You go to Him first. He must increase. Then you know what happens? Then you will wind up decreasing because you have the power to get rid of all the things that you don't have the power to get rid of and change. Amen? Yeah.
真正的就是我们应该毫无保留的，真的坦然无惧的来到神的面前来求连续蒙恩惠，然后从神的那里得到他给的力量，然后唯有他给的力量才能让我们真正的改掉我们身上的这些恶习。
And so there's a battle there as a Christian, in every Christian. Don't be surprised by it. There is a battle in us.
所以我们避免不了每一个作为神的儿女都会有这样的一个征战。
And you see that battle constantly between what the flesh says and what the spirit says.
所以，我们时常都有肉体和圣灵相争。
And even as Christians, this is still true, isn't it?
大家做基督徒的都知道有这样一个情欲和身体
The Bible
在
says
身
you're
上。
the temple of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, you are sealed, no one's unsealing it, you are saved, you are complete in God.
就算圣经很多地方很多处确确实实很直接的提醒我们是因着信，然后也得了神这个白白的恩典，然后圣灵内住了。
Yet our daily challenge is he must increase, he must increase, he must increase, then I will decrease, because this is still true in my life, which makes my life very confusing sometimes.
然后圣经也告诉我，他必希望我必衰微，但是很多时候在我们日常生活中并没有做到，就会让我感到很困惑。
Do you still sense these things in your life as a Christian, and yet you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, but you still got this going on?
就如果真的是圣灵内住在我们里面，那为什么我们还是有这么多肉体的问题呢？
And this is why Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning yield to the Holy Spirit, so that this doesn't control your life anymore. But in Christ, you have the power that you didn't have before. For in Christ, you can do all things.
所以才是保罗说的是乃要被圣灵充满，在各样的事情上，我们要顺服圣灵，然后，耶稣基督就帮助我们胜过这些肉体的情欲。
Galatians 5:16 says it this way: walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
我们加拉太书也告诉过我们，应该顺着圣灵而行。
Does that say stop doing bad things first?
这句话有说我们应该首先
No, he says,
改掉恶习吗？没有。
this is basically again saying walk in the Spirit. He must increased, I must decrease.
这句话开始也是说，让我们顺着圣灵而行，就是相当于刚才我们说的是，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And when you do that through prayer, when you do that through reading the Bible, when you do that through praise, it's like that seltzer bottle being shaken, and you can feel the strength of the Spirit because you're yielding. You will have the power to yield. You have the power to yield to what the Holy Spirit in you is trying to lead you to do. But you have to yield to it. You have to walk in it. And God has given you the power to do that.
当我每一天选择来读经、祷告、赞美神的时候，就像那个苏打水一样，那个读经祷告，接着读经祷告，就是在摇动我们的身体，然后让我们圣灵也会得到，借着我们得到彰显。
So let's look at this question. How does he, Jesus, increase in my life translate to me decreasing? What does that mean?
耶稣基督他在我们生命里面更加兴旺，然后这怎？怎样使我们自己就是肉体更加的减少呢？
Well, Romans gives us the secret. Paul says in Romans 6:13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God.
在罗马书里面，保罗也告诉过我们，不要把我们自己交给那不义的这些种种的情欲，乃是要交给把我们自己交给圣灵，交给神。
Every day you're yielding to something.
每一天，我们或是顺服圣灵，或是顺服自己的肉体。
Every morning, you and I, and this is not easy, should wake up going, in Christ, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit lives inside of me.
每早晨，其实理想状态就是我们自己应该知道，我们是圣灵的殿，圣灵已经内住在我们里面了，我们也和基督同行，应该。
When you do anything like that, you are affirming the truth of God. In your life, and you need to do that. You need to remind yourself of that every day.
如果我们每早晨都这样思想一遍的话，其实就是更多的让我们更加能够认识到圣
It's
灵。
like a married man who just has this ring, and every time he might notice another woman, he goes, Oh, wait, I'm married. Oh, wait, no, I'm married. I love my wife. I'm faithful to my wife. I promised to God that I would only love my wife. It's like the same thing, right? That's why we wear wedding rings as reminders. To me and to you, that I belong to somebody else. Amen? Amen.
就时常思想这样的真理，就像已婚男士戴了一个结婚戒指一样，当你看见其他的异性的时候，你会这个戒指也提醒你，你已经结婚了。
So I'm married, but guess what? If I don't remember my commitment, then I'm going to yield to things that I shouldn't be yielding to, right? But this promise, this reminder, will give me strength to yield to righteous things, to good things.
就如果我们没有这个戒指的提醒的话，那有些时候我们可能就顺服私欲，就会犯很多很糟糕的错误。但是借着这个戒指，就让我们知道我已经和我的妻子联合了，在主里面。所以，同样的，在这个圣灵内住的里面，真理上，我们也应该每天早晨每天花点时间来思想，圣灵就是已经完全的内住在我们的里面。
So every day you have a choice who you're going to yield to.
所以每一天我们都要需要选择是顺服圣灵还是顺服情欲。
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒，都需要选择。
as the temple of the Holy Spirit, you have a choice.
作为圣灵内住的殿，我们需要选择。
Every moment, who are you yielding to?
无时无刻，我们都需要做这样的选择。
The Holy Spirit in you is leading you to and wants you and desires you to yield to holy things, i.e. the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵希望我们能顺服属神的事情，圣洁的事情。
But unfortunately, you still have that old nature in there that wants you to yield constantly, consistently to yourself and whatever feels good, i.e. unholy things.
但作为天然人，我们的老我总会把我们拉回来，让我们去顺服一些邪情和私欲。
So think of it this way. Wow, I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit. Well, that also means then that I have the fruit of the Spirit already in my life, in my heart, too, right? Does the fruit, is the fruit added later? If the Holy Spirit's in me, then I have the fruit of the Spirit already here.
大家再思想一下，如果圣灵已经内住了的话，那圣灵的所能结出的这些果子，美好的果子，是不是已经都在我们的里面了？它也不需要再添加了吧？
It's like sometimes people say, I need to be more patient, as if patience is out there and somehow patience has to be funneled here. No, in Christ, you have the patience. You just have to yield to it. You have to yield to the Spirit who's saying, be patient. And you're going, no, I want my way. But the Spirit is yearning, empowering you to be patient. And you can in Christ.
就比如我们拿有耶稣基督的完全的耐心就在里面了，我们只需要选择顺服，我们主耶稣基督，这样耶稣基督的耐心就会得到我们的卑微的肉体得到一个彰显。
So what's the dilemma in the Christian life?
所以我们这个两难的境地是什么呢？
It's an identity crisis.
是一个身份的危机，其实说穿了。You're
not affirming who you are in Christ based upon what God has said about you.
如果我们不一遍一遍地提醒自己，我们是神的儿女，是我们很容易随着世界水波逐流。Why
are you listening to your feelings all the time? Why don't you just listen to what God has said about you?
很多时候我们可能顺从了自己的肉体的情欲，没有顺从圣灵。
So many people live their life going, well, I feel this and I feel this way about me, so it must be true. Why do you believe what God says about you? Don't worry about your feelings. Your feelings are a roller coaster.
很多弟兄姐妹，很多人都会说，我跟着我的感觉走，但是我们的感觉就像过山车一样，时高时低。
If I was looking to my feelings to guide me, I wouldn't be married right now. My feelings, that can't be my guide. It's up here, down here. I love her, don't like her, kind of like, love her. Like, what are you talking about? Right? Right? Imagine, you can't live your Christian life that way. You can't live your life that way.
我们不能靠着感觉来过生活，特别是婚姻生活。如果靠婚姻生活的话，有些时候你可能对你的配偶，但我有些时候爱他，有些时候不爱他，有些时候爱他。
So God says you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Affirm the truth. God says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Affirm the truth. God says the fruit of the Spirit's already inside of you. Affirm the truth.
所以神既然已经确切地告诉我们，我们就是圣灵的殿，那就我们真的是因着信以至于信。
So as a Christian, when you get angry, you have a choice. Be angry, get mad as a Christian with the Holy Spirit, temple, be angry and curse and go crazy, or yield to the Spirit that says, be patient, forgive, love. How about don't say anything? How about that one? How about go for a walk? How about that one? You have a choice.
就比如有些时候，当我们想发怒气的时候，如果顺着肉体，我们可以大大的张口，然后去咒骂我们、惹怒我们的人。但如果随着圣灵的话，我们也知道人的怒气不能成就神的意，所以我们这个时候可能那就是爱是不计算人的恶，爱是不自夸。So
when you see a Christian, or you see yourself as a Christian doing something crazy, don't think that you're not a Christian. Or don't think like, oh, God has left me. You're basically just yielding to your flesh and not yielding to the Spirit. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing like, why is that person like that? Oh, they're not yielding to the fruit. They're not yielding to the patience. They're not yielding to love. They're not yielding to grace. They're choosing to live in unforgiveness, even though the Holy Spirit's inside of them. They're saying no to the Spirit instead of saying yes to the Spirit. That's what's going on.
很多时候我们看到这个很相冲的画面，就其实根本原因就是因为我们没有顺从圣灵，没有在我们发怒的时候选择很久忍耐。很
So look at the list. There's your choice. You can today, you can live in fear, or you can live by faith. God in you wants you to live by faith. You just have to say, all you have to do is this. Yes, Holy Spirit, I'm going to live by faith. I choose faith. By your power, I choose faith. That's what you have to do. That's it.
所以我们看看这张slide上面的这些点，我们都可以知道，在每一次遇到这样的征战的时候，我们都应该选择告诉圣灵啊，我愿意把我自己交通，我愿意把我的 所有的选择都交托在你的手上，我愿意顺服你，然后圣灵也会慢慢的带领我们改变。
Here's a great prayer we should pray continually, or I should pray continually. Father God, thank you that the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. I belong to Christ. I do not have to obey every impulse of my flesh. By your power, I yield myself to God. Wow, what a powerful prayer that would be if I said that.
这里有一个祷告，想和大家分享一下。
Sure. Holy Spirit, you live within me.
圣善的灵啊，你住在我的里面，
I belong to Christ.
我是属基督的。
I do not have to obey every impulse of my flesh.
我不需要随从这些即使就是冲动，我是肉体的冲动。
By your power,
凭着你给我的能力。
I yield myself to God.
我将我自己交托在神的前面，
He must increase.
他必兴旺，
I must decrease.
我必衰微。
What you're doing now is representing that. You came to church. Why? He must increase, I must decrease. You did it. You're doing it.
所以，我们今天能够在座的能够来到这个聚，这里来聚会，也是一个彰显，就是他必怎么说。
When you read the scripture before, you know what you did? He must increase, I must decrease.
就像我们读的经文一样，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
When you sang those hymns, you know what you were doing? He must increase, I must
当
decrease.
我们唱诗歌敬拜神的时候，也是，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You didn't do the reverse. The reverse never works. You're doing the right thing. He must increase, I must decrease. So let's look at Philippians. Philippians 2:13 gives us tremendous encouragement. It says, "For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure."
菲利比书，
Yep, it's right there. Philippians 2:13.
腓立比书二章十三节里面说的是，那住在我们里面的灵也会照着他的意愿来做，他所喜悦的事情，
So
跟
be
干的。
encouraged this morning, everyone. God is the one working in you to be more patient, more loving, more joyful. It's God doing that work in you.
所以再一次，不是靠我们自己做，乃是住在我们的里面的圣灵帮助我们能够做一个更加喜乐、更加有忍耐、更加有爱心的人。
And all God is asking you to do is to cooperate just a tiny bit by simply saying, Yes.
神所需
Yes.
要的并不是太多的太多，乃是一个真正的顺服，从内心的顺服他。
When I'm fighting with my wife and she says sorry, and it doesn't happen often because usually I'm the one that has to say sorry all the time. But when she does, and it's awesome because I'm like, wow, this is great. This never happens, so that's great.
但就比如我有些时候和我妻子有些小小的争吵的时候，当我妻子突然说"啊，不好意思，我错了"，这虽然不很常见，但她这样说的时候，我都会感觉到哇，这真的是
And I've seen this before when she does this, and I'm like, and she's like, I'm really sorry. I'm like, and she's like, give me a hug. And I'm like, no, like literally, I'm like, and I know inside my heart, I'm like, what are you doing? But I don't want to let go. All I need is, yes.
就
I'm not willing to yield to that. And then when I'm finally willing to yield, there's beauty and there's peace.
就比如，接着刚才的例子，就是我妻子跟我说对不起，我做错了时候，很多时候我作为天上人，我也不想在那个时刻就原谅他，就哪怕他说，哎呀，你能不能拥抱我们和好？我那时候按照人的本性骄傲，也不愿意原谅他。但我知道，如果我那个时候顺服神了，我原谅他了，那真的是有很美好的见证。
So today, stop resisting the Holy Spirit that wants you to forgive and love and move on and forget the past and live in joy. All you have to do, yes, Holy Spirit, yes, Father God, in the name of Christ, I yield to you. There's peace there. Just let it go. You can do it in Christ. You have the power just to let it go. Keep your eyes on the cross. Let it go. And the Holy Spirit will just fill you like that shaken seltzer bottle, and the bubbles will percolate in the bottle. It's already there, and you'll feel powerful. You'll feel strengthened in Christ.
所以再一次提醒弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的信息就是说，在遇到各样的这些挑战和肉体的圣灵与肉体征战的时候，我们真正需要所做的就是将我们自己带到神的面前，说主啊，真是 我把我所有的这些决定，所有的都交托在主你的手里，愿圣灵，愿主的旨意，借着我们能成就，然后我们就随着圣灵而行。
So listen, everything I've said, and we're to the end already. Going fast today, so you guys should be happy. Like, yeah, he's almost done.
我们来回顾一下今天的总结一下，今天我们到底讲什么？
He usually goes too long, but he's short today. All right.
今天的信息可能稍稍比较短一点啊，挺好。
This is a day, everything I've said. I am struggling with everything I've said today because it is tough work. It is work.
今天的信息其实挺难讲的，因为这就是一个很真实的一个信息吧。
I mean, every day, it's a struggle to wake up saying, I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me, even though my body is like going, no, it's not true. And go back to bed. And you're grumpy today. It's like, it doesn't feel like it's true, but it is. That's a challenge for us. That's hard to do.
之所以真实，就是每早晨我们都觉得，因为我们都知道我们的身体乃是圣灵的殿但很多时候我们都感觉不到圣灵的存在，或者就是我们觉得我们也不配成为圣灵的殿，这是很真实的一个状况。首先，
It's not easy to yield to patience when you are impatient. When, like, you're talking to someone and you're like, I don't want to listen to you anymore, but I know I should. God, give me patience. That's hard. It's not easy.
同样的，今天我们也很多次强调了要顺服圣灵，但顺服圣灵这件事不容易啊。就比如我们是一个急脾气的时候，我们怎么能够做到有耐心呢？
But don't be discouraged. Don't grow weary in it. Don't doubt that God is in you. Don't doubt those things. It is challenging. It is work, but God loves you. And Christ's message to you always is come to me and I will give you rest. Look to me, seek me, trust me, come to me, run to me. Just keep your eyes on Christ, who is the author and the finisher of your faith.
弟兄姐妹啊，这真的是很有挑战的，就是这些真实的感觉，但是我们行善不要上志，因为我们知道我们信心的创始成终的那一位是主耶稣基督，他是信实的，他的话永不改变，所以每每我们有点失丧、有点失落的时候，我们应该看看主耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
So this is the practical part. This is for the teenagers. This is good. So what if you actually remembered, starting now, not tonight, starting right now, before you look at your phone, what if I really believed and trusted what God said? I am temple of the Holy Spirit, which is incredible to think about. And the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of me. Wow. Okay. What if I really believe that and trust that?
现在就跟大家来一个比较实际的问题，就是如果圣灵我们真正相信圣灵住在我们的里面的话，那我们应该过一个怎样的生活呢？
If you carried that awareness, that faithful awareness that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, if you carried that by faith throughout your day, would it change anything, do you think? Do you think it would change anything?
如果我们时常都提醒自己，我们是圣灵的殿，将这样的真理真的是时常思想的话，每一天的话，那你觉得这样的，通过这样的思想，难道不会改变我们日常的行为吗？
What if you, when you picked up your phone, you said, as you're picking up, you said, the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. Wouldn't it change maybe what you look at? Wouldn't it have some effect if you said, the Holy Spirit lives inside of me?
就比如每次我们拿起手机要看一些，比如，娱乐节目或者一些新闻的时候，我们在做那个事情之前，我们提醒自己，我们是圣灵的殿，那我们所读的、所看的也会更加有选择性一点。
What if you saw somebody, even in church, that you don't really like too much, and you said, but the Holy Spirit lives inside of me? Wouldn't that maybe cause you maybe to say hi? Wouldn't it change something if you said that? If you affirm the truth of the scripture, wouldn't it change maybe how you would behave towards others?
或者，在教会里，你有一个弟兄或者姐妹，你跟他关系不是那么的好，但是你当你见到他的时候，然后如果你想起了你是圣灵的殿，你要顺服圣灵的时候，可能 圣灵就会给你力量去主动给他打招呼呀。
We all believe that we are in a holy place right now. This is a holy place, right? We believe that. And I believe that. I believe God's presence is with us right now.
我们相信我们聚集的这个场所是圣洁的。
And if I threw the Bible on the ground right now, you would all be like, you'd be shocked. You would be horrified. And you should be.
就比如我现在如果把我的圣经扔在地上的话，你们可能都会很吃惊。
Or if I showed a bad movie right now, I just turned it on and let you watch something bad, you would be like, don't ever have him back in this church. That was terrible. You would be like picketing my house, sending emails, going on Facebook. He's the worst ever. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Right? You would. And you would be right to do so.
就如果我下一张 slide 给大家放一些很可怕的这些电影的话，你会，哇，就会，就这场分享之后，你以后就会觉得，哎呀，我是一个很坏的人，然后就是一个披着羊皮的狼。
Right now, if I started cursing, just saying horrible words right now, you would be like, take the mic from him, get him out of this church. Why are the elders sitting there? Get him out. Right?
如果我现在在这发一些咒诅的话的话，你们也会很吃惊，然后你肯定要轰我走，赶我走。
So you actually have, by God, proper thinking of holiness, because the Holy Spirit's inside of you.
真的是感谢神。如果你们这样想的话，那是对的，因为你们这样想是基于神给了我们大家的一些教导。
Now simply apply that to your own temple.
那我们接下来要做就是将这些教导更多的。应用到我们自己的生活里面。
Apply that same truth, that same desire and zealousness for righteousness and holiness to your own person, your own life, your own body, your own eyes and ears and mind. Apply it the same way.
让这些圣洁的教导更多的来改变我们所看的、所听的、所思想。
Because the way you see this place is the way God is looking at you. He sees you the same way.
就刚才的这个例子，我们都是以这样一个聚会的场所作为一个比喻，因为大家觉得这是圣洁的，所以我们应该注重这些。同样的，我们的身体是圣灵的殿，是更加圣洁的，所以我们更加应该以这样的标准来要求自己的所思所想所行。
And so when my wife is saying, forgive me, and I say, I'm not going to forgive you yet. You know what I'm doing? I'm just grieving the Holy Spirit. I don't feel very good, and I don't. I feel terrible in that condition, right? Because the Holy Spirit's being grieved in me. But the minute I yield to the Spirit that says love and forgive, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like the bottle is being shaken, and the bubbles, the fruit of the Spirit, is just filling my life, and I feel strengthened.
就是当我太太跟我说对不起的时候，如果我当时没有原谅她的话，那我就只是让圣灵担忧了。但如果我顺服圣灵，然后选择了原谅她，那就像一瓶苏打水，那个时候我的身体就被摇动了，那个气泡也可以看见，那圣灵也得借着我这卑微的器皿得到了彰显。
So we're going to close with this last slide, this thought. Did anything hit home today? Does it make a little sense? Did you get, you feel like you got a little bit of a blessing today? A little insight today, I hope?
希望今天的信息对大家有那么一点点的启发和。
And I haven't mastered any of it. I need to preach this sermon every day to myself, every second of myself. And when I don't, I fail. When I don't, I sin. When I don't, I look at things I shouldn't look at. When I don't affirm this. And it's a struggle, but I have to learn. And God is patient with you. He wants you just to yield to his voice. Say yes to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit inside of you.
当然，不光是对弟兄姐妹们，这个我同样的需要将这样的信息、这样的经文，每一天的都来告诉我自己，让我知道我自己是神圣灵的殿啊！我应该借着这样的一个真理的开启，让我们自己在所思所想啊都有改变。
So let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
We affirm that you are the God of the universe.
我们承认你是造万物的主。
We are obeying your scripture. You must increase, I must decrease. We are affirming, Lord God, you are the God of the universe. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you are God.
主啊，你是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。我们也承认你，我们也需要你必兴旺，我必衰微。
Now I'm going to pray this personal, but you can pray it for yourself as well. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me.
啊，我们弟兄姐妹，我们也可以将我们自己的状况带到这里面祷告。这里我主要为自己，就是主啊，原谅我。
For doing unholy things in your holy temple.
用我在你的圣洁的殿里面做了那不洁的事，主啊，你原谅我。
Forgive me, Lord God, for choosing to see things, hear things, act in ways that I would never do in this church, but I do it in my life. Forgive me.
主啊，我在很多时候在言语、信心、行为、清心上都没有做好，主啊，你原谅我。
Because as I look at this church as holy, you see me the same way, Lord, forgive me.
主啊，我知道我的身体是圣灵的殿，但我很多时候并没有将这圣洁的殿守好，主啊，你原谅我。
Forgive me for thinking I have to keep earning your favor.
若我还是照着我自己的本相要来，讨你的喜欢的话，主啊，你原谅我。
Forgive me for thinking if I do something bad, the Holy Spirit leaves me.
若我还害怕，因为我做了一些事情，圣灵就离开我的话，主啊，你也原谅我。
Forgive me for forgetting that I'm sealed with the Spirit and you live in me and you'll never leave me nor forsake me.
主啊，谢谢你，真的是将你的圣灵赐给了我们，让我们有这样得救的凭据，你也不抛弃我们，感谢主。
And I pray right now, Lord God, for myself and for everyone, that we will begin each moment affirming that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
主啊，我也为着自己，为着在座的所有的弟兄姐妹献上祷告。主啊，愿你真理的灵来时时的提醒我们，让我们知道我们自己是圣灵的殿。
And we pray that we will be sensitive that when you are leading us to practice the fruit of the Spirit that in the name of Jesus we'll just say yes to it. We'll allow you to have your way in us.
主啊，愿你给我们一个更好的心智，让我们更加灵敏的能够察觉什么是合你的心意，让我们并且能不光察觉，更能够给我们能力去顺服他。
Lord God, we yield to your Spirit now.
主啊，我们愿顺服你的灵。
We yield to joy and to love and to faith and to self-control. We yield to, we say yes to it.
主啊，我们愿顺服在仁爱、喜乐和自洁的灵下。
We yield to good thoughts of a bright future and a new heaven and a new earth and you coming back again. We yield to that truth.
主啊，我们也在你应许过我们的新天新地的这样的真理、真实的应许下顺服。
Thank you, Father, for forgiving us in Christ.
我们在天上父，愿你真的是感谢你在基督里原谅了我们。
Thank you for making us clean in Christ.
谢谢你借着耶稣基督使我们洗净了我们的罪。
And thank you for reminding us that we are nothing and you are everything.
谢谢你借着你的话语提醒我们，我们真的是从泥土都不是，但
We
你
pray
是一
that in
切。
the holy name of Jesus, our Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
祷告奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.